Life often feels like a search for meaning in a universe that offers none. We're born into existence without choice, confronted with the vastness of an indifferent cosmos, yet still yearn for purpose. This tension creates our fundamental existential paradox. How do we find meaning in meaninglessness? The answer might surprise you. Perhaps the very absence of inherent meaning is what allows us to create our own. Consider how children approach life with wonder before socialization teaches them what matters. That original state of curiosity, before we learn to filter experience through expectations and judgments, holds a profound wisdom. What if the meaning we seek isn't hidden in some grand cosmic plan, but in reconnecting with that childlike capacity for wonder? What if our obsession with finding ultimate purpose actually blinds us to the beauty of simply being? When was the last time you gazed at the night sky and truly felt your place in the universe? On a clear night, we see about 2,500 stars, yet our galaxy alone contains over 100 billion. This vastness doesn't diminish us, it liberates us. Despite scientific advances, fundamental mysteries remain. We don't fully understand consciousness, gravity, or why anything exists rather than nothing. This perpetual unknowing isn't a failure, but a doorway to wonder. The universe perceives itself through us, creating a strange loop of existence that defies complete explanation. Embracing uncertainty transforms our perspective. Daily annoyances shrink when viewed against cosmic mystery. Ordinary experiences become miraculous when we release our need to categorize everything. Even simple acts, breathing, thinking, moving, reveal themselves as extraordinary when we consider their complexity without presuming complete understanding. This balance between knowing and not knowing creates rich territory for growth. The mystery of existence isn't a problem to solve, but a reality to experience, one that fills our days with amazement when we allow it. Remember childhood's boundless optimism? Candy and playground seemed life's pinnacle until reality intruded. As we mature, we face life's complications. Relationships fail, careers disappoint, bodies break down. Popular culture worsens this disillusionment by selling unrealistic ideals. Paradoxically, embracing pessimism might lead to sustainable optimism. Great philosophical traditions incorporate pessimistic foundations. Stoicism acknowledges the universe's indifference. Buddhism recognizes life contains suffering. Christianity confronts human imperfection. Their power comes from helping us live meaningfully despite harsh truths. A healthy dose of pessimism protects us from disappointment while teaching resilience. It balances unrealistic cultural optimism with the recognition that, though things often go wrong, we can still thrive. Through pessimism, we arrive at reasonable optimism, one based not on fantasy, but on our capacity to find value in challenges. Haven't your greatest moments of growth emerged from disappointment? The job rejection leading to better opportunities? Relationships ending, but teaching what you truly need? These pessimistic moments often contain seeds more authentic than blind optimism could provide. Socrates wandered Athens questioning the supposedly wise, exposing arrogance rather than wisdom. His core insight was acknowledging his own ignorance. The only true wisdom is knowing you know nothing. This humble approach led to his execution in 399 BCE for challenging too many comfortable assumptions. His student Plato established Western philosophy by creating the first university and developing the theory of forms, perfect, unchanging versions of everything existing beyond material reality. His allegory of the cave shows most mistake shadows for reality, while philosophers seek deeper truth. Yet this raises a question. How does the freed prisoner know he hasn't entered another cave with different shadows? This reflects philosophy's fundamental challenge. Each truth may itself be incomplete. Though ancient philosophy often fails modern scrutiny, its legacy of critical questioning remains vital. Perhaps philosophy's purpose isn't finding final answers, but embracing the questioning process itself, exploring ideas for discovery rather than building permanent structures. What questions have you abandoned? What shadows might you mistake for reality? Everything in existence undergoes perpetual change. Seasons shift, civilizations rise and fall, emotions ebb and flow. Taoism emerged from this observation, suggesting wisdom comes from aligning with natural movement rather than resisting it. The Tao, or the Way, refers to the universe's natural order, a force beyond human comprehension. As Lao Tzu wrote, "The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao." Living according to the Tao means accepting life's fluctuations without rigid judgment, recognizing that opposites create balance. Success emerges from failure, strength from weakness. Wu Wei, non-doing or effortless action, means becoming immersed in actions without forcing outcomes. Like water that humbly yet persistently erodes mountains, we should find the path of least resistance while maintaining progress. Consider moments when you've been so absorbed in an activity that time disappeared. Athletes call it being in the zone. This state of flow exemplifies Wu Wei, not absence of action, but action without self-consciousness. We enter this world without choosing our parents, bodies, or circumstances. As Jean-Paul Sartre noted, our challenge becomes choosing what we do with what's been done to us. Sartre's principle, existence precedes essence, distinguishes humans from manufactured objects designed with predetermined purpose. Humans exist first and must create their own meaning. This inherent meaninglessness isn't cause for despair, but liberation. We create purpose through our choices and actions. Man, Sartre declared, is nothing else but what he purposes, nothing else but the sum of his actions. This freedom creates anxiety. Faced with infinite possibilities, many retreat into what Sartre called bad faith, adopting predetermined templates for living to avoid responsibility. Yet even choosing not to choose remains a choice. The fundamental existential decision is whether to embrace the anguish of freedom or relinquish authentic selfhood. Without enough information to make perfect choices, we'll always find reasons to regret any path. Perhaps what matters isn't getting life right, but approaching it with self-honesty. We crave meaning in a cosmos that offers none. This fundamental contradiction creates what Albert Camus called the absurd. Like someone attacking machine guns with only a sword, the disproportion between our desire for significance and the universe's indifference creates an inescapable tension. Camus rejects nihilistic despair, suggesting that awareness of life's absurdity allows us to transcend it. In the myth of Sisyphus, he references the Greek king condemned to eternally roll a boulder uphill. Despite this futile punishment, one must imagine Sisyphus happy. The sun, trees, relationships, art, these become the foreground of existence, intriguing because of their absurdity. Unlike anything else in the universe, we can consciously observe, reason, and act. Though our search for ultimate meaning resembles Sisyphus's task, we can find happiness within this struggle. The point isn't to eliminate absurdity, but to be conscious within it, creating personal meaning despite cosmic indifference. We find joy in seemingly absurd activities, dancing, creating ephemeral art, building sandcastles. The beauty lies in our conscious choice to engage despite impermanence. In a universe without inherent meaning, the meaning we create becomes precious. Perhaps true wisdom is learning to dance with the questions, embracing the beautiful absurdity of being alive at all.